by Tom Soder. This is a Channel 92 production in association with Tom Soder Incorporated. A lethal camera. There was going to be a party at the Gardner residence in the country. Very important and strange guests were invited to partake in the party. They drove all the way from New York. These bees were the host and hostess. They had arrived and were settling down for the fun and games of a weekend. But this weekend was to be somewhat unusual. The most unusual thing about it was the famous photographer, Henrietta Cassinda. She had recently come back from a trip to Europe photographing all the crown heads of Europe. The second night of the weekend was a rainy night.
What do you think we should do?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's have pictures taken.
What a jolly good idea. What do you think?
I think it is a very good idea.
Well, let's get Henrietta down here and see if she'll take some pictures of all the famous guests, all right?
All right.
I'll be right back. Would you come into the room, please? I have something I want to ask you.
What is it, George?
Since you're here, I want you to take pictures of Gloria Glow, the movie star who is also here for the weekend.
Oh, you're kidding.
Why do
I... Can't be serious, George.
Why do I see that look in your face? Is there something that you know about Gloria Glow that I don't know?
Well, the only thing I know about is that she's terribly notorious and quite an interesting woman.
Well, be that as it may, I think that if you will help pass the weekend if you take pictures of everyone over here, okay?
All right, George.
Agreed?
Anything you say, George.
Okay, we'll set up the camera out in the tennis courts that are covered to keep us from the rain.
All right, but let's have North Light.
Come on, Gloria, come on in here. Gloria?
No.
Sit down.
I'm sitting down.
Isn't this rain terrible?
I'm afraid.
Well, we're going to help pass the time a little bit.
Yes.
And Henrietta is going to do a very, very special portrait of you, even though you are an internationally famous movie star.
Really?
Yes. And we're setting it up in the tennis court. Now, Henrietta, you know, shoots her photographs. Did you know about Henrietta?
The tennis court?
Yes.
Oh.
But you heard about Henrietta's pictures.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, and you know she shoots her pictures in a very, very special way.
Oh, yes.
You must do everything she says, and you must not at all be frightened.
And so it was arranged. Henrietta and Gloria Glow went out into the tennis courts. The rest of the party waited in the anteroom to the living room. They were all anxious to see the remarkable pictures Henrietta would take. And they were all conversing among themselves when suddenly...
My God, what happened? What was that? Oh, what happened? What was that? Where are the lights? Lights! Somebody turn on the lights!
I've got them! Okay. They're on!
My God, what happened? It sounded like a shot. Do you think it was a shot?
I don't know.
It sounded like a shot to me. Let's go out and see what's happening in the tennis court.
Yes.
Come with me, will you, Frisbee?
All right.
You can't
seen before their eyes was something they never expected to see. There, lying prone on the floor, was not only Gloria Glow, all the glow out of her, but also Henrietta, all out of film, so to speak. Soon, Inspector Pappas arrived from the police station.
Okay, now don't you nobody move from here. I'm going to take a look around and see what's happening, okay? Now, there's something terrible funny in this where you come to a place for a country weekend and people get shot and their film gets all destroyed and everything. Now, first of all, don't nobody leave the house, okay?
Okay.
Why are you eating?
I'm just hungry.
Well, you should not be hungry at a time like this. That's what's the matter with this country. Nobody has any feelings.
Tell me
in your own words, Mr. Frisbee.
Yeah?
What happened?
Well, you see, we're on a nice party eating.
Yes.
Well, and suddenly we heard a scream. You know,
what do you mean you were having a nice party eating? They were eating out on the tennis court.
No. Well, you see, this Gloria Glow.
Yes.
And this Henrietta, what's her
but
name?
But Gloria Glow is the famous movie actress.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
And Henrietta Cosindos is the famous photographer.
I'm getting to that. Anyway, George Soteropoulos, he suggested to have Henrietta...
Who is this George Soteropoulos?
I don't know.
Sounds like a Greek to me.
Oh, he's a matchmaker. Well, anyway, he suggested that Henrietta take pictures of Gloria.
And then what happened next?
The pictures
were not good. They were bad, eh?
No, we were waiting for... Henrietta to come back with the pictures when we hear this shot and a scream.
A shot?
And then the lights went out. There were all these screams and commotion. And so we went out there and we found that Gloria Glow was lying prone on the floor with all the glow out of her.
Henrietta was
also there with all the film out of her, so to speak.
I would like next to speak to Mrs. Frisbee. Could you please bring her to me?
Sure. Just wait.
Mrs. Frisbee?
Yes?
You are an internationally known hostess.
Is that right?
I would like you to tell me in your own words what you know about the events of this weekend.
Well, all I know is that there were the seagulls and the eggs.
The seagulls and the eggs? What are you talking about?
You asked me about the events. Of the weekend.
Of this weekend, not some weekend in Chekhov.
Oh, excuse me. This weekend. Central Park and the hippies.
I think that you're not telling me the whole truth about this matter. Do you know that the movie star Gloria Glow, who was one of your guests here, now lies murdered in your covered tennis court?
No.
You didn't know this?
No.
And you know that the famous photographer Henrietta Cosindas, who was taking her picture, now lies murdered in that self-same tennis court?
Oh, poor Henrietta, and I like her so much.
And you know what your husband, Mr. Frisbee, said?
No.
He said he wanted to eat because he was hungry. What kind of a house is this? Something...
A normal American household.
Inspector Pappas then asked to talk to Butler Jarvis. He asked Butler Jarvis where he was when the murder was committed. He also asked him if he was the butler. Jarvis is acting nervous, but still he asked the question.
The lights went out. Can you tell me, please?
I was in the car washing it.
You were in the car washing it?
Yeah.
And you do not know who or what happened?
No.
I would like to ask you one thing, though. Did you this afternoon deliver a special package of film to Miss Cosindas?
No.
I can tell by the way you said that you are lying. That film, I have just learned from the FBI investigators, was filled with minute bullets aimed at killing both Miss Glow and Miss Cosindas.
That's a new one.
What?
That's a new one.
I place you under arrest for the murder.
I did
in the tennis court.
I've been heard the rumor.
So ends the case of the lethal camera. Written and directed by George Soder. Effie Soder as Mrs. Frisbee. Tom Soder as Mr. Frisbee. Peter Soder as Butler Jarvis. Marika Cassindis as Henrietta. Carol Gardner as Gloria. This has been the Channel 92 movie.